This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
More than 700 Wall Street protesters arrested this weekend as the movement spreads to Boston, D.C., Denver, and L.A. After the Arab Spring, is this the American autumn? It's Monday, October 3rd. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. A conversation about protests and police in New York City with the bankers nowhere in sight. Are Americans taking tips from uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt? First, though, the day's headlines.
In the past 90 minutes, American Amanda Knox, a defendant in Italy, has told an Italian appeals court the murder accusations against her are unfair and groundless. The jury is expected to decide whether or not to uphold the American student's murder conviction later today. Knox and a co-defendant were convicted of murder in 2009, and she was sentenced to 26 years in prison. In Iraq this morning, gunmen have stormed a police headquarters in a western town, taking the police chief, the mayor, and several policemen hostage. Iraqi soldiers have surrounded the police station in the town of al-Baghdadi.
World markets are tumbling this morning as Europe's debt crisis shows signs of getting worse. Tokyo stocks have dropped well below the close in the aftermath of Japan's earthquake and tsunami. And Hong Kong's market has dropped to its lowest level this year. That comes after Greece's government said it will miss its deficit target this year and run out of cash in 2 weeks if it doesn't get the next bailout loan. Finance ministers from 17 euro countries will meet in Luxembourg today. Here in the United States, anti-Wall Street protesters picking up support elsewhere after the arrests of 700 people in New York City over the weekend. The three-week-old protests against corporate greed called Occupy Wall Street started with fewer than a dozen college students, but similar protests have begun in Boston, Chicago, and L.A.
Here's a sign of fall. The Supreme Court begins its new term today. The first order of business is disposing of more than 1,000 appeals that piled up over the summer. The court will also hear arguments in a case that centers on California's plan to cut Medicaid payments to medical providers to close that state's budget gap. The issue is whether providers and recipients can sue to block the reductions. President Obama is expected to send trade pacts with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama to Congress for approval this week. Together, if approved, the trade deals would boost U.S. exports by $13 billion a year.
The leader of the militant Haqqani network in Afghanistan says his group is not responsible for the killing of former Afghan President Burhanuddin Rabbani, the man who oversaw the Taliban peace talks. In a rare interview with our partner, the BBC, Shiraj Haqqani says his network is not linked to Pakistan's spy agency, the ISI. We'll talk more about who and what the Haqqani network is in about 20 minutes. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta warns Israel is becoming increasingly isolated in the Middle East. He says Israeli leaders must restart negotiations with the Palestinians and work to restore relations with Egypt and Turkey. Panetta is scheduled to meet with top Israeli and Palestinian leaders this week.
A decade after the 9/11 attacks, the newly reopened September 11th Victim Compensation Fund will start taking applications today. The nearly $3 billion fund is intended to help people who became ill after working at Ground Zero and others whose sicknesses can be tied to the site. In the past hour, the Nobel Prize for Medicine has been awarded for immune system research to American Bruce Butler, Luxembourg-born scientist Jules Hoffman, and Canadian-born Ralph Steinman. Let's look at the markets. Asian and European markets, as we mentioned, are down. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,913. There's also a significant sell-off in oil this morning. The S&P opens at 1,131, and the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,139. Are you an investor? Are you not? Are you angry about the banks? Join the club.
We bailed out the big banks with taxpayer dollars, and now they're coming back to the taxpayers with fees to continue the bloated salaries of executives. It's time for big banks to die.
It's part of the fallout over the weekend at thetakeaway.org. Listeners who called in last week to talk about that revelation that the Bank of America is going to charge a $5 monthly fee for debit card purchases. Lots of a strong chorus of outrage there. Continue the conversation by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. And this morning, more anger related to the protests.
This is Mark from New York. I think the inequity of wealth has been worsening over the last many decades, and Wall Street is ground zero of this implosion of the economic inequity, and a wake-up call is way overdue.
Protests, big banks, we want to hear what you have to say. Give us your call, give us your views at 877-8-MY-TAKE.